Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. A psychiatrist suggested that two reasons why people will make a major change in their life is despair and pain. He made that observation even though he himself didn't recognize two ultimate factors in making such changes. The fact that we are responsible to a God who will not be mocked. And that Jesus, holding the keys of hell and death, wants to give us something better. Our text holds before our eyes these two motivations for change in their ultimate form. Despair. Yes, sometimes people need to hit bottom. Perhaps with your grades, studies, or in a job, marriage, and life, before they're willing to make a significant change in their behavior. John, in his gospel preceding the book of Revelation, has traced the rising conflict between Jesus and the Jewish leaders, between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. That rising conflict led the Jewish leaders to finally put Jesus to death. And yet they could not hold him in death because he holds the keys of hell and death. And rising from death, he showed that every kingdom of man will not stand before him. The Jewish leaders, the Jewish temple, Jerusalem, rejecting Jesus, were destroyed. Every kingdom of man setting itself in opposition to him is finally removed. And so there is nothing but despair for those who would build their life in reliance on a kingdom of man. And that's true not just for the Jewish leaders, but you and me. Too easily we build our life on the little domain of my pleasures, my power, my popularity. Too easily we build our life in reliance on the sovereignty of my goodness, my superiority, my security in me. When the eyes of our heart are filled instead with the glory of Jesus holding the keys of hell and death, it renews our desire to flee in repentance from every sinful thought, every angry word, every disobedient action, to flee instead to him who holds the keys of hell and death, that you might live with him forever. Pain is another reason that people change, make major changes. For how many times do people follow the crowd in drinking and drugs, in gambling and sex, until shattering pain interrupts their carousing? The symbolism of this book of Revelation, beasts rising up out of the sea with seven heads and ten horns, horse cavalry charging at us, devastating, even with tails that sting like scorpions, vials of gases poured out over the earth with their green gas oozing towards us. are to impress on our hearts the pain that will follow those who seek to follow the world in their life, who follow that foolishness of thinking, well, none of those things can ever happen to me, because God is on my side. Notice, it is Jesus that holds the keys of life and death, not you or me. The question is not whether He is on our side, but whether we are on His side. For pain will follow upon those who seek after or rely on the things of this world rather than following Jesus. And yet, too easily, each of us can fall into a style of Christianity where, yes, we've invited Jesus into the house of our life, but then we leave Him standing in the entryway as we go about life on our own style, our own pattern. We go along our own way, wanting things the way I want them, and leave Jesus standing in the entryway, holding His hat, wanting to enter our heart. We may even assume, well, a little sin isn't going to matter. Jesus will wait there. That can be left till later in life. But this vision of Jesus holding the keys of hell and death reminds us that Jesus is not subject to our whim and call. He doesn't want to be left waiting in the entryway of your life. This is the Lord who deserves your heart. For what does our text say? I am He who lives and was dead. Dead to make the full payment for the guilt of your sins. I am He who lives forever. Lives forever to bring His own righteousness to you so that you may live forever with Him. I hold the keys of hell to assure you that the guilt of all of your sin has been locked away in hell. I hold the keys of life to assure you that I have opened the gates of paradise, that your souls, redeemed, may enter there and live with me forever. When the eyes of our heart are filled with the glory of this vision, Jesus holds the keys of hell and death. It will renew our desire to flee in repentance from every unclean thought, every angry word, every disobedient action, to flee to Jesus, who holds the keys of hell and death, that you may live with Him forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 335, stanzas 2 and 4.